All right, let's continue. What daf we on? Ayin Beis Amud Beis, right? In the Mazar. Okay. So, did you, so what did you do today?
Which toast did you do?
You did the top one? No, we did the second one. All right, so let's take the, it's a tough case, right? So what does Rashi learn? So Rashi's learning that what? That what's the case? What does it mean? Rashi learning what's the case? That you fill up the, you're filling up the wine into the guy's bottle, right? You're filling the wine into the guy's bottle, and what? And so we say that, the Mishnah says that if there's an akvas yayin, if there's something that holds back the wine in the bottom of the funnel, so then that wine is usher, and when you pour in new wine into the Jew's bottle, it'll all become usher, right? So the Gemara is trying to figure out what makes that yayin usher in the first place. So the Gemara thinks maybe it's a proof that nitzuk is a chibur. How would that work out? That there is yayin in his kli, and then all of the yayin that you pour is going to be usher. So whatever stays in the funnel will be usher.
There was mamish yayin nesach in the goy's kli beforehand.
It has to be. No?
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure.
So then the Gemara says you can't prove it because Rabbi Chiya taught. That what's the case? The case is shepachsoso tzluchiso. That his that the funnel touched the wine in the bottle. Right. So Rashi explains the term earlier by on nun vavam beis. He says shepachsoso bora. It's a similar kind of case. A gargusni is also like a type of a kli that they use to fill up the bor. So the Gemara has the same kind of a question. And it says, just like Rabbi Chiya said over there, pachsoso tzulchiso, here it's pachsoso bor. And Rashi says, shenizmali abor ad shehigia yayin v'tofach b'shulei hagargusni. That he filled up the wine until it wetted the bottom of the of that bucket. Kmo pochso bifoneha. Now he tells you where it actually comes from. It comes from the Mishnah Membeis. Mishnah Membeis says that. It's Brisa Membeis. What it says by the Ovid Kochavim. The Ovid Chavim is Mevatel the Avos Chavim Shelo B'Shel Chavera. We saw in Mevatel Avos Chavim Shelo B'Shel Chavim. Yeah. So Gemara says anyway Shepachsa. So what does that mean? So Rashi says Hike Ale Yisrael Bepatish. The Jew hit it with a hammer. Achenis Mo'achat Surasa. Until its form. Until it was deformed, of a lo chisra klum, but it didn't actually take anything out of it. Hilkach lo batal. So that's what poxa. Poxa means a deformation without actually being machas or anything, like an indentation. Right. So that's what it means over here, that the funnel sort of indented the just made a contact with the. With the wine in the bottle.
Meaning without taking anything away from the wine?
Yeah, without taking anything away from the wine and without really being fully submerged into it. I mean, the term over there means it's a description of, pushing in the surface. That's what it's a description of pushing in the surface. Okay?
So it's
So the question though is, what is the Havamina here? So Rabbi Chiya is teaching us that pachsoso tzulchiso is basically what? Mago. No, it's basically like touching. It means it is a real, it's a real chibur. It's not a nitzuk. It's a real, it's just basically the wine touching the wine.
None of the yayin nesach gets into the akedas.
So that's the question over here. I mean, what do we need Rabbi Chiya to tell us that if the wine is just touching, stationary, there's nothing flowing, it's just touching it at the bottom, what do we need him to tell us that that is a problem? So Rashi says, Delo tema hanami dami lenitzuk. Maybe you'll say it's like nitzuk. Maybe you'll say it's like nitzuk. Velo titzar avo nitzuk tiboy loch. So Rashi's learning it's a real havamin here. Right? Alright, but anyway, but in terms of the svara, Rashi's difficult, because he sounds like he's saying there's some chiddush that even though it's touching, it might be considered no more than nitzuk. Right? See, Tosus seems to reject that possibility. So Tosus doesn't understand what Tosus is talking about. At first glance, but he says, "Vim tomer pshita d'aser kevin d'pachsos l'tzulchisos." So Tosfos just says, "Look, if it's really touching, then why do you need Rav Chiya to tell me anything?" So he says a very funny thing, Tosfos. Yesh lomer dashmain and chiddush dafal pisha ein hayayin nishar klal b'mashpech afilu hachi aser. Meaning to say, you're right. If there was yayin in the leftover in the funnel and it's actually in contact,
that's not chiddush.
That's not a chiddush. You don't need anybody to tell me that if there's yayin in the mashpech and the mashpech is hitting the top of the yayin, that the yayin in the mashpech is usher. And that's basically maga. The chiddush is on the contrary. It's empty. And it's just a gzera. Now, even though this time it's empty, even though this time it's empty, well, it just goes there. To use, if you can't use the... it's a very funny there, isn't it? There was no Yayin Ezech, but what, all the second wine is usher. Just like a gzerah. See the... who has it over here? Is it the Maram? So he says, the Maram says, Yesh loma da ashma'inan... Chiddush da'afa pisha ain ayayin nishar klal b'mashpech afilu hachi aser. Divrei Tosfos halol tamuim. He says Tosfos tamuim. Da'haktani masnisin im yesh bo ikvas yayin. Sounds like the Mishnah saying if there's wine that's left over. But Tosfos kosev da'ashmir naf pisha lo nishar yayin klal aser yesh lefarish bedochek that Tosfos mefarshim im yesh bo ikvas yayin haynu sheyesh bo mokom sheyuchal esakiv sham. Keep us yayin. As long as there's a spot where a little bit of wine could be left. Oval ayri she'anu roim shalo nisha shum yayin b'mashbech. V'lo nikar v'lo nira shum tipas yayin boso mokom sheyuchol esakiv. Now, Tosfos is learning what's the chiddush? Even though, if there's a nook or a cranny where the wine could be stuck, even though to the best of our knowledge it's not there, aser. The kevin diish makom shemesakeves sham tipas yayin ef shashlonisha sham eza tipa vafal pisha eno nicker vizel chidusho. So the Maharam is interpreting Tosfos to mean that we assume that there definitely is some amount of wine, even if it doesn't look like it to you. That's the chiddush. That's a good chiddush. That certainly is a chiddush.
Not on a microscopic level.
And the Marsha also has something like that. He says, Udikatani im yeshbo ikvas yayin. So what does it mean, ikvas yayin, in the Mishnah? If he's saying there is no yayin. Hainu mokom sheyuchal yayin lesakev basham. Kipir shrashi b'masnisen. Miyu ayri shalom nishasham klal. So that's the Maram and the Marsha are in agreement. That's how you have to interpret the... Ikvas yayin doesn't mean leftover wine. It means a place where wine could be left over.
The possibility.
And then Maram wants to say that's like a low plug. We just assume it's there. We don't go by your judgment of whether you think you saw wine, didn't think you saw wine. That's the chiddush. But Rashi's certainly not learning that chiddush, right? Rashi's learning it's a question of, is it like nitzuk? Meaning it is, there is wine, and there is contact, but is that contact considered like a nitzuk or not, or worse than a nitzuk? Right? I mean, Rashi is certainly not learning like Tosis pshat. Do you agree or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Michael's possibility is like this, that, I mean, we are trying to envision the case, but we're assuming the case is basically where you're having the funnel on the top has some sort of a lip. I mean, to me, to my mind, it's very, it's like if the funnel was long, guy wanted to shorten it, so he bangs it, but you bang it down a little. So that's going to curl it in a little bit. Well, you don't want it sharp on the bottom. So whatever, you curl, you bang it up, so it curls in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, it's, I don't know if it's designed that way. That was your question. Right, Mayor? That's what I, for my first read it, I thought like you, like maybe some sort of a filtering system, but it doesn't seem like that. Yeah. Could be.
I was wondering how it got caught.
Right. So anyway, there's a question of the gear, so some want to learn it's with a kuf. I mean, that would be a different thing. But that would be like wetness. But anyway, so Michael is saying that the question is, maybe the question is about nitzuk. In other words, what is wrong with nitzuk? Why is nitzuk not a chibor? Right, it's a chakir. Go back to the original problem of nitzuk not being a chibor. Why is nitzuk not a chibor? Is it that it's not a chibor because it's flowing, right? It's in motion, like we were saying before, that the stream itself is not considered like an entity. But then in this case, there's nothing flowing. In this case, it would be good. Right? In this case, everything is still. You don't have really an intermediary. You don't have like a problem of joining with something that has no tsura. You have two defined entities, and they're in contact. So over here, you'd say it's just regular maga. Or do you say, no, nitzuk is a problem because in order to have a chibur, you have to have everything in one entity. And over here, that's pachsoso. See, pachsoso is, I think, is important over here. It means to say you don't view the funnel in the bottle of wine. It's not really in the bottle of wine. There's sort of two different bodies of liquid. One contained by the tzluchis, and one contained by the ikvas yayin, and those two are in contact. But there's no chibor because when we say nitzuk is not a chibor, it's not an issue of the motion of something that is in that's falling through the air lacks the ability to create chibor. It's that you actually need one container to be mitzaref. All of the yayin. So over here you don't have anything in motion, but you have basically two separate things, kalim that are two separate units of defined two defined entities of yayin, each one defined by its own kli, so that are in contact. But that's not the way to be mechaber. If you mechaber through one, if the funnel was all the way in, then of course, there'll be one thing. It's like if you have a question like that by Shabbos. You say that something that's on the fire is called a kli rishon, right? And if you take soup and you pour it into a bowl, so that's a kli sheni, right? But what if you take the ladle and you stick it into the pot, and then you take soup out with the ladle? So is that the soup in the ladle a kli rishon or a kli sheni? Right, so in other words, so many hold. It's true, it's another kli, but since that kli is completely contained in the first kli, so then it's all one thing. So of course, as long as it's all, if the funnel were in, if it wasn't just pachsoso, but it was really submerged, then there'd be no question. It would all be mingled within the greater container of the tzluchus. But you never have really a mingling within one kli. You have two separate entities that are nogin zubazu. But we hold it.
That's the chiddush.
That's the chiddush. But that is definitely right. That's the chiddush. Even if it says chibur, the problem of nitzuk is not a problem of the two containers. It's a problem of the nitzuk itself. But here you don't have a tzura of nitzuk. See, that was the difficulty. Why would you have a havmin of nitzuk if there's no tzura of nitzuk? There's no tzura of flowing water.
Why is saying no? Funnel is not considered a tzura of nitzuk.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about when everything is still and stopped, but the funnel is pressing down at the top level of the water of the ayin. Okay. So now what we really need to do though is you did the bikkias a little bit. Yeah? Okay. Now we have to really tackle the more difficult problem of what do we mean by nitzuk being a chibur or not being a chibur? Before we get to that, I'm sorry. Let's just go through the cases first. I'd like to get all the facts straight before we do the svaras. So that's the... So you can't prove anything from Ruchio. Okay, what's the next case? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Tashma, hama'ara mekli lekli, eshe ma'ara mimenu mutter, ade beni beni aser.
Okay, interesting. So the Mishnah again says, when you pour from kli to kli, so the one you're pouring from is mutter. Aye, what's the implication though?
In the middle.
That the middle is aser. Interesting. Funny Gemara. Shema mina nitzuk chibur. So what do you see from that? Nitzuk is a chibur. Because why should the stuff that's falling be usher? It must be because the bottom of the stream is touching the yayin in the bottom of the kli. And it travels up. All right. Good.
It'll only travel up far enough.
So that's the Gemara's kasha.
Not far enough to make the thing. Yeah.
That's the Gemara's kasha. Good.
He's
living to tell me nitzik is really a chibur, so even the stuff in the kli you're pouring from should be aser, right? Go ahead.
Halakasha dekam mativ ketufe.
That's no kasha, because the case is the guy's not an idiot. The case is he pours and stops. Now the Rashi's are messed up over here, right? You notice that? The Dibra Maschel, there's no Dibra Maschel of Mafsuki Psuki. Maktif Katufi. So that's our Rashi. Kodem Shiyeri Akilu Chotocha Kli Ovechovim Yifsok Rosh HaNitzok Mikli Rishon Dasha Leka Chiburi Chibur Midi. So what's the case? The case is the guy has got a kos, right? And he pours, and he stops pouring before what he's pouring hits the bottom. Okay, so then when it hits the bottom, there's no connection to the yayin and the kos. Okay, but what? Aval de beini beini, but the stuff that's falling, right? De michbar de nitzuk aser lekalto mina avir l'shtoso. The question is, what do you mean it's usher, the stuff falling down? So it means you wouldn't be allowed to grab it out of the air. Right? Yeah.
You stand there.
That's right. What is that?
Like a water fountain.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you got the case? You understand the case?
No.
So you couldn't prove anything from the Mishnah in terms of Baini Baini. We're searching for the Baini Baini. We couldn't find it from the Mishnah because you could learn the opposite implication from the Sefer. But this brisa is clear. The brisa says everything from the lip of the chavis down is aser. So that sounds like ketufi, like he's a maktif ketufi, and nitzuk is a chibur, right? Go ahead. So Rav Shesha says no. It's a different din. It's the guy is pouring, and it's coming from his koach. It's not nitzuk. As a separate din, that the yayin that comes from the koach of the guy is aser. Go ahead. Yeah, so why you say that's also aser? because it's also his koach. He's pouring, he's moving all that yain, picking up everything.
Why from the spots?
Why only from the edge?
Koach dovi kochava midrabanan hu de aser. Hahu de nafak lovrai gazer berabanan. Hahu de lagavai lo gazer berabanan.
Yeah. So he says, no, it's a gzera. So they made the gzera only on that which comes out. And Rashi says, "V'halacha k'rav sheisha shein adam cholak alav v'im shafach chovem min hakli muter mashnisha b'kli." Okay, so that's basically. Let's stop here. That's enough facts right now. So the Gemara can't conclude on the can't prove the Nitzah question, right? But along the way, we found a new Isser. The koach of the Avichav. And Rash says, even though this was just given as an answer, nobody disagrees with this. All right, so we have to see. This becomes a problem later. Okay, so anyway, so you want to take a look at the Riffle? Let's see if let's stop here. I mean, I'm not, you know, the order is difficult for me to find the right place to. I just feel like you have to know a lot, you know, more of the facts before you can just jump into the Riffle. But I think we have sufficient amount of information here. So let's take a look at the river. You have the river? Okay, so the river tries to explain the Iker Din over here of Nitzuk. What do we mean when we say Nitzuk is Aser? Nitzuk is a Chibur. By the way, Rashi, that's the way Rashi and the Rif and the Rambam, they paskin Nitzuk is a Chibur by Yayin Nesach. Okay? So he says, Pirish, Lo Midin Maga, She'ein Nigia B'davar Lach, Ela Midin Ta'aroves, She'ose ha'nitzuk hilu hei mechabram u'ma'arvam. U'ki'idach de'latuma u'latara. So what does that mean? What does he mean it's not me din maga? Because there's no negia b'daralach. What does he mean by that, yeah?
By
what about the case according to the river? What if you poured wine straight onto a guy's hand?
Okay. What about that?
What would you say about that case? Does he mean that there's... what would you say about that case? Would you say if you hold Nitzuk as a chibur? Now, is he differentiating because you're pouring it into...
A liquid.
A liquid into or more Yayin Nesach in the bottom? Or is it because... is he just saying... By a liquid, there's no such thing as maga. I mean, is that really true? Oh. Let's say a guy puts his hand into a barrel of Yayin. Does that mean only the stuff he came in contact with is usher and the rest is just like a din of a tarovas? Is he just saying in general, like if I had a barrel of wine, the guy stuck his hand in it, so you don't say he touched all the wine? Is he just saying that? Or is he saying a specific thing over here by the nitzuk? And what does he mean by tumah and tara? What is he talking about by tumah? What does he mean, uki'idach dilatumah ul-tara? By tumah and tara, it wasn't tarovas, no? I mean, what does anyone know? Is it a chibur for tumah? So what does it mean, is it a chibur for tumah? It means you have the two bodies of water, right, like he has. Im noga hatomi b'mashki hatafech shebeineyem hu levad hatomi v'hagemomios tahoros. You have two bodies of water. You have the tofech in between. And the tomei touches the tofech in between. So isn't that a question of, is he considered to be touching all of the liquid? I mean, what does he mean there's no... And by tara, I mean, it's not clear how he's learning tara. I'm not sure what he's referring to. Is he referring to rational way of learning tara or the reason way of learning tara? So Gil is saying ein maga means ein negia b'davalach. That's a klal, right? That's a klal. Negia means two separate bodies that have defined surfaces, and the surfaces come in contact. You can't say contact by a lach. All you have is a bilul. You have a mixture, a mixing. You don't say contact. That's like also by Shabbos. You have that. If you have, Iroi from a Kli Rishon, right? Ever hear that? Iroi from a Kli Rishon. So what do we say Iroi from a Kli Rishon?
Rishon.
How much? Hirschman?
What do you mean how much?
How much bishul does Iroi of a Kli Rishon accomplish?
Oh, the same as a
what?
Same as a regular Kli Rishon, right?
Klipa. Right, that's what I mean. Klipa. The surface.
Meaning it'll... The outer layer. Of
the outer thing. Layer. So if I have a piece of raw meat and I pour boiling hot water over it.
Oh, it makes sense.
So say it's mevashel kidei klipa.
If you put your hand there, it'll burn the outside of
please.
The
right? Oh, please.
It won't cook please. The inside.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Yeah. It'll be a first degree burn, won't be
So that's mevashel kidei klipa. But what if you had hot water and you pour it into cold water? Right? So we say there's no klipa by that case. So you don't say that the hot water was mevashel a klipa of the mayim in the bottom. As long as the whole thing doesn't wind up yatzaledesh, there's no bishul at all. Because you don't say that the water, you can't say the hot water. You can't say the Iroi, came in contact with a surface. There's no surface to speak about. It's just an immediate mixing. Bishul kedei klipa means that there's a contact with the surface, and as it's contacting the surface, why is it only kedei klipa? Because the surface is cold. So as the contact simultaneously is cooling it off, so it'll only be able to be mevashel at the instant of contact. Once it's already there, it starts cooling it off. So it loses its ability to do bishul deeper. But that's because there's a surface. But you don't say by water, hot water into cold water, you don't say the top surface. There's no such thing. There's just a mixing. Right? That's in line with what you're saying. So he's saying over here, the whole inyan of nitzuk is not an inyan of touching. It's not like we're saying this body of water, the surface of this body came in contact with this body. It's not shayach by water to say that. So what can we say? All we can say is that we treat it like a mixture. It's a fascinating concept. We say that what?
We say what?
The two... From the top bowl and the bottom bowl mixed together.
You say the liquid in the bottom bowl and the liquid in the top bowl are mixed. That's what we say.
Okay, go ahead. Umeata afilu leman damer nitzuk chibur eino oser ha'elyon ele b'shasiyah bilvad lamay dekai malon ki rabin shim ben gamliel. We'll get to this another time. Hopefully, the stam yenam afilu yayin b'yayin yimocher hakol lenochem chutz midmei isha shabbat. We've mentioned this several times. That what do we hold? We hold like this. We hold if you have yayin nesach that gets mixed into your yayin, right? A tarovas of yayin nesach mixed into your yayin. So what do we say? What is we hold like Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that holds that what? He's saying it's the case of stam yenam. That what?
It's aser b'shasiyah.
It's aser b'shasiyah, but stam yenam is aser b'ana too. So what do you do? You're allowed to sell all of the yayin nes, all of the stam yenam. I have a barrel full of kosher wine, right? It gets mixed in with stam yenam. So now it's effectively all aser because it's not bottled, and I can't use any of it, right? But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds you're allowed to sell the whole barrel and not be nene from the amount of yayin in there that's yayin that's tam yenam. So let's say the whole barrel is worth $100, and half a cup of yayin nesach fell in, which is worth 50 cents. So I'll sell the guy the barrel for $95.50. Right, a full barrel is worth 100. 50 cents of the barrel is stam yenam. So as long as I just sell it, or I take the 50 cents and I throw it in the ocean. So it turns out that what? I'm not nene from that stam yenam. Right? So that's what he's saying. He's saying by a tarovis of stam, by a tarovis with stam yenam, it's all I have to do is not be nene from that, from the part of it that's the stam yenam. So what do I have over here? I have a similar kind of a thing. I have a tarovis of the yayin that's on the bottom and the yayin that's on the top. So as long as I'm not nene from the yayin in the bottom, it should be usher.
Oh, I have a question.
Hold on. This is a tremendous chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush. You hear what he's saying? It's a very sharp point. He's saying if I had the barrel, if I had a whole barrel of kosher wine, right? Listen to this. I think it's amazing. You have a whole barrel of kosher wine, right? And all of this is and then one little bit of stamina falls in, right? Falls in. This is my stamina, it's in here. So he's saying, what do I have to do? I can sell the whole barrel of wine, right? And just minus the value of the stamina that's in here. Right? Because this is a tarovas of yayin and stamina. I can't be a nana from the stamina. So as long as I take, as long as I prorate the value of the whole barrel, and I get rid of the amount that's allocated to the stamina thrown in the ocean, so I'm not a nana. But I have to really throw something out. I have to take the full purchase price for this barrel and actually throw away some of the money. Why? Because included in the money I got was money for the Stam Yenam. Right? But over here, when we say Nitzik is a Chibur, we're saying it has a din of a Tarogas. Everything in here is the din of being decided with the stuff in here. But what if I stop pouring? Right? I stop the pouring and I just sell whatever's left over in here. Is there any actual Stam Yenam in here?
No, zero.
Zero! So why do I have to throw anything out? I can't drink it because it has a din. It has a din of stamina. It has a din of a nisare. But I can sell it. I can sell it for its full value. Why? Because the only time I have to throw out money is when there's actual stamina mixed into what I'm selling. So I can say, well, part of this really was stamina. But this whole idea of Nitzik being a chibur doesn't actually put stamina in the cup that's at the top. It just gives it a din of a nisari. It gives it a shame of mixture. It would be sort of like if I could go into my barrel and just pull everything out that's not the stamina. Sort of like that.
And sell just that.
Not exactly like that, because this is still nisari. You know what he's saying? It's an amazing concept. He's saying it has like a shame of being mixed. It's true it has a din of being mixed, but it doesn't have a reality of being mixed.
Yeah, but even in the case where there is a reality of it being mixed into something that's mutter, it's still not going to make it asuka hanah.
Right, but when I would sell it, I would have to throw out the money that I'd have to throw out the money that I got for selling that staminum. But here, I'm not getting any money for selling Stam Yenam.
I understand, but I'm saying even if it was mixed, even if you would say that it really is mamsh mixed with
right.
the other wine,
right?
You're still selling the part that's not. It would be like you mixed it and then you. Well, I guess
you hear what he's saying though,
but
tremendous. He's getting that from his svara. He's saying it can't have any more of a din. Than just a shame tarovas. So all we have to is we can consider it like a, like these two wines are mixed. Okay? So therefore, I can't drink the top wine. Why? Because there's a shame of in this arev with stamina. We have to think about it. It's a purely conceptual thing. Now, as he wants to show you, his first move is don't think that when the wine hits the bottom, it's like a contamination to the top. That would be like a maga idea. There's no idea like Thorne's example of the. It's not like electricity. It's not like electricity. It's not like the. It's not like when the wine hits the bottom, then Isser travels up and actually creates Isser on everything that it touched. It's just a shame that now we look at these two things like they're connected. So that means to say there's one shame on all of it. What's the shame on all of it? Tarovus of Yayin Nesach. But Tarovus of Yayin Nesach, according to us, you can sell as long as you're not actually a nene from the Yayin Nesach that you sold. So then when I have actual Yayin Nesach, when I have it actually mixed in, so I have to throw away the 50 cents. But that's because the 50 cents of Yayin of Stam Yayin was actually involved in the transaction. Over here, I just have a halachic shame of Tarovus. No actual Tarovus in the top cup. So what would I have to deduct from what I sold? Nothing. You just sell it in its mutter.
It'd be like if you actually...
So the question, though, is, isn't the idea of Tarovus mean that there's Isser mixed in? I mean, isn't this like... Right? And what kind of an idea of Tarovus is if there's no Isser mixed in? He's saying it's like a Tarovus with nothing mixed in. So, Mamonoshach. Either Tarovus is Usser because the Heter becomes Usser, or it's Usser because you just can't drink the Isser, and you might actually accidentally hit the Isser. But over here, it doesn't work out. If you're going to tell me it all becomes Usser, then the stuff in the top should be the same as the stuff in the bottom. And if you're going to tell me it's just a question of avoiding the piece and I don't know where it is, now I know it's definitely on the bottom. Right? That's your question. It'd be like if I had a Tarovus of Yavish B'Yavish. Right? I have Nevela and Shchuta, and I don't know which one is which. And then someone tells me, Eid Neman tells me, this is the Nevela. So then I would be removed from the Tarovus. I wouldn't have a Tarovus anymore. So what kind of a Tarovus is this? I know exactly where the Isser is. I know it's definitely not in the cup on the top. It has like an identity of Tarovus, but he's saying you can sell it all because there's no Isser in there. I'll track here.